The Gwaltney Group.
The following is a sponsored program paid for by Robin Gwaltney. Gwaltney Group. RE/MAX Results. Welcome to Rochester Real Estate, featuring Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results and Andy Brownell. Here's Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Saturday. I'm Andy Brownell, and I am with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
So you just came back from Vegas, and unlike the old saying, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. You're going to tell us about
it. I actually brought it all home to share. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Well, first of all, you can hear it in my voice that I am just tired. And it's not because I was out, running around late at night or any of that. They get you going early in the morning. Well, all right, you wake up with a time change. At least I should speak for myself. I woke up every morning at 4 a.m.
Oh, goodness. In Vegas.
Well, because that would be 6 a.m. here, right?
Oh, sure.
So 4 a.m., and I'm like, okay, now what do you do? Because the first thing on the itinerary was a 6 a.m. walk. So I would get up, get my shower, do some emails, whatever, and then go for a walk for an hour, have breakfast, go back to the room, get ready for the day, get to the opening session by, 9 o'clock. And then from the opening session, which was like 2.5 hours each morning, they had one with different speakers, really good speakers. And then from there, you go to classes. Everybody has different lunches scheduled, sometimes awards luncheons. I mean, it's just busy, right? And then in the evening, every evening, there's this dinner or that dinner. So even though I would go to bed pretty early, like I'd go up by 10, 10:30, but again, in my body's clock, that's 12:30. And yeah, it was a lot. And it was only 4 days. It felt like I was there 10 because the days are just so packed full and so long. So my voice is definitely showing my tired, but it was great. I mean, we honestly learned a lot and it was pretty exciting. The biggest takeaway for me is, wow, AI is really going to come on strong.
Oh, really?
Strong. So many people are doing so many different things with it in real estate, like things that I would have never thought of, never heard of. For instance, most buyers, when they buy a home, get a home inspection, right?
Sure.
And then the home inspection comes back, and it's a lot for people to decipher. They look at it and they're like, okay, I mean, the inspectors do a pretty good job of saying what they're, explaining what they're saying. But there's a program in AI where you can take that home inspection, feed it into the computer, and the AI will come back with, looks like the biggest ticket items that the inspector found were the roof and the furnace or, whatever it is. And then it takes it one step further and spits out an estimate to repair or replace the issues that were brought up in the inspection report. That to me is just wild.
That's slick.
Yeah, it really is. I'm like, wow, that is wild. So yeah, there was just a lot. And then listening to different people the biggest thing was RE/MAX unveiled a new balloon. That looks more like one of the little, what do you call them? Like on the Google Maps, the little marker, like you are here. Just like a little.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
What do you call that? What is that called? There's a pin.
A pin drop.
Yeah. So anyway, it looks kind of like that, but it's red, white, and blue, but there's no word RE/MAX. There's no little basket underneath of it. So not really a balloon. Everybody was going crazy. Like, oh my God, do we have to buy new signs? RE/MAX is changing their brand. All right, you heard it here first. RE/MAX is not changing their brand. The balloon is not going away. The signs are not changing. They just unveiled this fun digital marketing tool. And so it's a fresh kind of cutting edge, enough like a balloon that you get, oh, yeah, that's RE/MAX. But then they took the slash out of RE/MAX, and you probably noticed it on my Facebook, but you can put whatever you want in the middle. So some people are putting their picture. Oh, with my great big team, that would be a really long RE/MAX. So I put the state of Minnesota So when people look at it, especially other agents who refer me business, can see where I work, you know, where, which area I represent. And then there's a little star down in Southeast Minnesota. So it's fun and you can change it up. So that was just all about where digital marketing is going. So there's always so much to learn there. And of course, my biggest takeaway from conference is spending time with all my referral partners, because especially living here in Rochester, where people are leaving all the time, constantly on the go, moving on to, you know, their permanent job after their fellowship or after their residency or whatever it is. And it's so awesome to be able to refer my clients, my colleagues' clients, friends, people who call in and tell them, oh yeah, not only do I know an agent, I can tell you, I know Peggy very well. She's been in the Scottsdale area for 20 years. She does high-end homes or whatever. Like, I know these agents personally. So it's really nice to be able to refer them and, you know, refer to them personally. So I love the building those relationships.
And I mean, that's such a, as you point out, especially locally, that's such an important deal with how many people are coming and going on any given year. I bet it's almost 20% of the population.
Exactly. And, you know, to have, I mean, I obviously have really good boots on the ground here in Rochester, but to have that same support system throughout the country and be able to help people wherever they're going, it's just really powerful. I mean, there really truly is power in numbers. You know, that's a true fact.
I was going to say, when you're having discussions with those folks, I bet they're a little bit envious of your position here in Rochester right now, considering what we just talked about, that constant churn.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of markets are not doing so great. Ours has been doing really well. So, yes, we've been fortunate. But I think that it's funny because different things happen in the country or just in the economy that will affect some markets. Now, our Canadian friends were really not happy because apparently their market with these tariffs, their market's been pretty tough. And they're like, we still like you guys, but we might not be coming to conference for very much longer. Things are changing. So it's good to stay in the know, understand all of the other markets. I just feel like it helps me to be better at my job.
I can believe that, yeah. Staying on top of things.
Yeah, one of the speakers started with Brian Buffini. You've heard me talk about him a lot. He started with putting up on the screen, 2024 was a record year, and people are like, huh? And he goes, well, not maybe in the sense that you might be thinking, but a lot of records were broke. And he started to talk about some of them, and it was kind of crazy. The average age for a first-time home buyer in 2024 was 49 years old. No.
Oh, my God.
No. In 2024, the average age was 56, and last year it was 49. What? Yeah. So he said, this is the thing, how home ownership is becoming something for the older people and wealthier people, which is not good, right?
No, it's not good at all.
And I just found that to be very interesting. And hopefully we'll definitely see, you know, a change in that, because it doesn't mean that younger homeowners aren't buying homes. It's just that they're a smaller majority of the homeowners. And it's because it's harder. It's just harder.
I wonder if that's more prevalent in other areas.
Oh, definitely. I would definitely tell you our average age is much lower than that. But yeah, this is just overall. You know, he's not breaking down
nationwide.
Right.
Because I look around my neighborhood and I see a lot of young families.
Yeah, but we don't live on the East Coast or the West Coast,
right,
where entry level home is 1.3 million.
Thankfully.
Thankfully is right. So that's what skews those numbers. You're absolutely right.
Well, Robin, why don't we take a quick break and jump back into this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll be right back. Robin Gwaltney with Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results. It's Saturday on News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9. Welcome back to Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back. We're with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results, always talking about real estate, and Robin back from Vegas with the big RE/MAX conference and sharing with us what you learned during your
early mornings and late days. Yeah. And the biggest change is going to be AI. So many of our speakers talked about AI. So many of our classes were about AI, and like a lot of agents are already using it. I have to tell you the truth. I haven't really embraced it too much because I think a lot of the stuff that agents send out to their clients sounds kind of canned. Now, if you get good at it, you can train like ChatGPT to know you and speak more like you. I mean, it is honestly some pretty intense stuff. So I'm not going to say I'm never going to embrace it or I'm never going to get on board, because if I don't, I'll be left in the back, right?
My daughter-in-law that's what she does, is AI.
Okay.
And she is good at training, and I mean, that's what she does. And to be honest with you, it's a little frightening.
It's a lot frightening.
I mean, how good it is. It's to the point where you can't tell that you're not chatting with a real human being.
Right. Some of the speakers, one particular was talking to us about how he had just spoke at a big medical conference, and it's crazy how AI is changing medicine, right? And the diagnoses and all of it. It's crazy because it leaves out the human error factor.
Yeah. And it does it so quickly. It can take all that data.
Yes.
And crunch it.
Talk about a second opinion. You can get a second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth opinion all at the same time, right?
Yeah.
It is really wild. Anyway.
Interesting times we live in.
Interesting times. And, you know, there's always the people who really don't want to see change. And, oh, I heard one lady say, that's it. That's it for me. I'm done. I'm retiring. I'm like, well, you can't. You know, I mean, change is inevitable.
Right.
And look at all the changes we've seen. Well, I have in just the 25 years I've been in the business. I literally got into the business when they were still selling. We were still using like a catalog, for lack of better words, and they would update it once a week, and then we would get it hot off the press, and then we'd have to kind of make X's through the houses that we knew sold. We didn't always know which ones were sold. Oh, it was crazy. The internet was a huge help.
Yeah, it changed everything. I pointed out how old we are now, right? I started this business when we used to edit tapes using razor blades and tape.
Oh, come on.
And everybody had little tiny cuts on their fingers all the time.
Oh, I didn't even know that was a thing. I showed you, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that was a thing until probably the 90s.
Wow. Well, my mom used to do this retouching of negatives, you know, like so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, had a blemish or whatever. She would take these really, really fine pencil leads. They were so fine that you couldn't see them. You know, she had to put them up in front of her magnifying glass to make sure that the thing was there. And then she would get on the screen on the negative, and she would color out the blemishes. She was very, very good at it.
And now you just go on your app.
Put your app. Click, get rid of that, get rid of that. Make me look 20 years younger. Make me look 30 years skinnier, or 30 pounds skinnier, whatever. Everybody looks perfect in all their pictures. Crazy. Well, that is another thing. You know, we talked about how photography has come a long way in real estate. I mean, same thing. Like
drones.
All the drones, like not only flying over the properties, now sometimes they're flying through the properties. I mean, they showed us like latest and greatest videos and photos that you can use to market properties, and it's awesome. I mean, there's a lot of cool stuff. So I'm excited. So I need some houses so I can, you know, check some of this stuff out. You've got one of those really cool houses that needs to be marketed and sold. Don't forget to let us know. Let's see, what can I talk about here? What do you want to know? I have mortgage rates are falling, but economic uncertainty is growing. Right. So the rates.
Now we're right now in an era of big question marks.
Right. So the rates went below 6.75. So that's the lowest they've been in the last few months. Okay. But there are still more houses sitting on the market for longer. So people are still uncertain because if it was just the rates they were waiting for, they would be jumping. So there's just, like you say, some uncertainty going out there, lingering.
I think it might take a couple months for the dust to settle to figure out exactly right. What is happening right now. But as you pointed out before, that aspect, it really doesn't impact our local market because
not much. Nope.
The spring thing's going to happen regardless.
Right. And we have the residents coming, which is our big spring market. And I mean, I talked to some of my colleagues that are working in markets that have a lot of federal jobs, and that's a different tone there.
Oh,
because,
yeah.
You know, it's a completely different tone, and the consumer confidence is not the same as it is here, right? And then, like I said, my Canadian friends talked about how the tariffs are affecting their market, and it eventually will probably affect ours, at least like new home construction, but we haven't felt anything yet. Deportations, again, we don't live in an area where that's going to be as big of a deal as it is in some states, where some states are going to lose hundreds and thousands of employees. You know, there's just a lot of things going on. But guess what we can do? We can just keep our boots on the ground and keep marching, because people are going to always need a house, and there's going to always be somebody who can buy a house. And we're seeing more and more of the people combining their funds, right? We see siblings buying houses together. We see the grandparents buying houses with the kids and the grandkids, you know, multi-generational homes. It's a thing.
Which used to be the norm. In my adulthood, but a previous generation it was.
Well, in a lot of cultures, it's never really gone away from that ever.
Goodness. Okay. We already have to take another break, Robin.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Time is flying by. We'll zoom away and come right back with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results on Newstalk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is Newstalk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9. To Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group Remax Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back Saturday morning with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results. And Robin, we've been talking a lot about the local market and the entering the spring market. Do you have any data on what's actually happening in the market?
Yes. So, I think I don't want to spend the whole show talking about the national market, because what most of our listeners care about is the Rochester market. So I do have the updated Rochester market report, which is actually done yesterday. So very fresh numbers. We have 244 active listings currently in the market. We have 187 pending. So that means they haven't closed, the buyers haven't moved in, but they are under contract. We have 183 that have been on the market in the last 6 months that have since canceled off the market. And we have 691 that have sold and closed in the last 6 months. So it's not nothing, but these numbers are certainly lower than what you're used to hearing, for sure.
But they'll likely get boosted here in the next month or two.
Right. So we have 244 houses on the market. Of those 244 houses, let's see, we've got 12, 16, 26, 30, 40. Over 50 of those 244 are $1 million and up.
Oh, my gosh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
That shocks me.
There's one under 100,000, probably a condo. There are 18 between 100 and 200, 33 between 200 and 300, and 32 between 300 and 400. So I would say that's kind of our sweet spot. So there's 70, almost 80 houses available between or below 400,000 currently.
But that tells me that heading into March and April, those folks are in a pretty good place.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Average days on the market for the houses that are currently listed is 77. And the average price on the market right now, the median price is $521,000. And that's because I talked to you about all those high-end ones that are, you know, over $1 million. For the sold houses, the ones that have sold and closed in the last 6 months, the average days on the market was 42. And the average sold price was 389 with an average of list to sale price ratio of 100%. So in other words, if things are priced right, they are selling for what is being asked. Okay. So it's not like if you have this crazy notion that there's clearance sales out there or, you know, people are getting desperate, need to get their house sold. That's not the case. I mean, they might be a little more apt to give a little, like maybe some closing costs or maybe a slight discount. And again, a lot of that depends on how they priced it in the beginning. Because, for instance, I can only speak for my sellers because that's the only ones that I talk, you know, about numbers with. When we go into list, I always have a range, you know, and it's always like if you are looking for the absolute most money for the house, this is the price you're going to want to list at because you may sell it at that price. You may not, but if you don't try, you probably won't. Or we can go down to this price and at that price, you're going to sell it quickly. And who knows, maybe even in a bidding war. And we're starting to see more and more and more of those. So, I have good expectations for the spring market. Our team is off to a booming, and I do mean booming start. I had Brian send me the numbers while I was in Vegas because somebody was asking me, and I, quite frankly, was shocked at how many houses we have sold already. I don't know why I was shocked. I shouldn't have been. I know how busy it's been, but I'm going to try to find it. I think it was like 70-some houses.
Oh, wow. Really?
Already, yeah. And some of those we carried over from December, right, that are still pending and haven't closed. But, yeah, it was a crazy amount. And I'm like, okay, that's awesome. And he said last year I think we were up like 35% year over year. And this year we're already starting out 20% higher than last year. So, yeah, things are good.
And those numbers you relayed just a minute ago, I think the message I got from that is if you're willing to be just a little patient, you're going to get your asking price.
Correct. As long as you have your house priced right.
Right.
Now, if you're trying to get some pie in the sky number, then you're going to sit around and wait. And then chances are when somebody does come and make an offer, it might even be lower. But yes, patience is really key right now because things aren't selling as quickly. It doesn't mean the values have diminished. It doesn't mean they're selling for less. It just means it's taking longer to sell.
And the days you mentioned on market for selling are still within that historical norm.
Yes.
It's below 90.
Yes, exactly. Gives you enough time to pack and get ready to move, for Pete's sakes. Yeah. No, it's good. So, yeah, I don't like it when people come to me and everything they're hearing is gloom and doom and they're hearing just how bad the real estate market is. And again, most of this data is nationwide data, okay, not just local data. I will tell you, as a local real estate expert, our real estate market is very good.
And you have provided numerous examples of that over the last few weeks and months. Also interesting, too, when they say when this perception of the market being down compared to what?
Compared to what? Right.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Because everybody got used to that frenzied market of a few years ago.
Yeah. And thank God, the further that gets in our rearview mirror, the less often it comes up. Right. People aren't like, well, my sister sold her house for $50,000 over with 10 offers. Yeah, I mean, it's been a few years since that craziness, so it's becoming further removed, and that's good.
You know, Robin, you're back from Vegas, and you haven't shared one piece of news with us yet, but I'm aware of it. Gwaltney Group Remax results is now what?
Isn't that amazing? Number 39 in the nation.
The entire nation. That's congratulations. That's
awesome. Of the Remax teams. Yeah, this is no small feat. I mean, especially when you think about the fact that we're competing. I would say most of our competition is metro areas. I would be really interested to find out of the top 50 teams, and I guess I can look at the list, how many of them are located in an area that would not be considered a major metro area, or if it's a smaller town, it's not like a beach town.
Vail, Colorado.
Yeah, something like that. Correct. So you know what I'm talking about, specialty markets. But we compete against all the agents that are selling the multi-million dollar listings in the ultra expensive markets. So I am beyond proud of my team because, wow, number 39, best REMAX team in the entire nation. So proud.
Incredible. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, if you want to tap into the skill set of this team that is ranked 39th in the nation, How do you get a hold of you, Robin, or a member of your award-winning team?
Well, absolutely. If you want to learn more about us, check us out on the web. Check us out at gwaltneygroup.com. You know, it tells about each agent individually, just kind of our backstory. If you want to just call quickly, pick up your phone and call me on my cell, 507-259-4926. I'm always welcoming phone calls. I'm really good about answering. If I'm busy with someone else, I'm really good about calling back. So I look forward to talking to you.
All right. Get some rest and get that voice back, Robin.
I know. It's really obvious that I don't have my normal high energy level today. And for that, I apologize. But hey, I'm here.
All right, Robin. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you so much.
Sounds great. Thank you.
All right. Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, Remax Results on News Talk 1340, KROC AM. And